I block this shit most of the time.
Would you like to play a game of chess?
Yeah.
I play very well.
She's looking for a sponsor like Nike or Converse. She ran into a monster like Scarface and Nino. I'm James with the bong for the money, I'm Al Pacino. I know I'm living wrong, but I'm cashing out like casino. I'm Michael Jackson, you Tito, got your bitch stroking my ego. Hit it like a free throw when I'm smoking on his lethal. No, this money don't make itself, I gotta make this money. Guess I'm looking to the sky, got my feet to the ground. I am rolling up a pound, smoking now. Yes, there's money on my mind, tell these rats don't make a sound. If you squeal, it's going down. Automatic rounds when we come to paint the town. Yeah, I know these niggas jealous. I can feel it that they envy, but I pray for they soul. Cause we all don't grow old. Yes, you reap what you sow. Got my eye on the go. Put these bitches on hold. Getting money to go. Members only jacket got me feeling so pro. I am all on my toes. And if you know, like I know, it's money over bitches, bitches. It's KG bitches, bitches.
Ooh-ee. Ooh, yeah, you always know that shit. We checked El Audio. Yep. He's very good.
Check, check. All right, everybody, welcome back to the long, the sooner I'm away, the longer I'm, no, the sooner. The longer I'm away, the sooner I'll be back podcast.
Mm-hmm. You know,
that's it. So sorry for the wait, but we've all been busy, been going traveling across the fucking country and shit.
Yep.
Traveling to other countries and shit. You know. So we're finally back and we're gonna get this shit pumped out for you guys.
Pumped out. We're about to pump you up.
Yeah, aka Pumper.
AKA Big Papa Pump.
AKA Pumpernickel.
A.K.A. Pumptastic.
Ooh. A.K.A. Pump if you're nasty.
A.K.A. the gas pump.
Damn, that got me. That was good. I like that. All right. And, you know, speaking of A.K.A.s, it's, as always, your boy, Matticles, A.K.A. Real, real old one from back in the day. That would be the original M.G.Z.
MGZ 303 to be exact.
Hey, and just you know, simple, good old thuggish, ruggish dog.
And then over here on this side, it's your boy Lolo, aka the Big Dipper, aka Long Dong Silver, aka 2 feet taller, and we fuck it out here, boy.
Hey. Yeah, but we know one thing. If you ain't in playoffs, at least you're fucking.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're John, you ain't doing neither.
And boy, I remember the good old days when we used to say, the season just started. It's early. We got a chance.
We got a chance.
Not anymore, motherfuckers. It's playoff time, baby.
I mean, it'll be playoff time at the end of the episode, but the beginning of the episode is ketchup and mayonnaise time.
Ketchup and mayonnaise. I actually love ketchup and mayonnaise together.
I do too, bro.
Ketchup and mayonnaise together, a little bit of spices in there, onion powder, garlic powder, squeeze a little bit of lemon juice in that bitch.
And you have the pink sauce at any Spanish restaurant.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Dice up some pickles and put it in that bitch. You got Big Mac sauce right there, baby.
Ooh, you're missing, I think, doesn't it have...
onions as well, but...
Isn't it just like Thousand Island?
It is that as well, but that's basically what is Thousand Island. You can really just make that shit at the crib if you got all the fucking shit.
That's true. AKA Wook Island.
Mm.
So, you know, again, thanks for to those of you who subscribed to the Only Wooks so far.
Yes.
So, let's waste no time since we have an action-packed episode, you know, bigger than fucking Die Hard and shit, so.
Yeah.
More action than Die Hard is what I mean.
More action-packed than Die Hard.
Yeah. And more action than a Michael Bay
I probably
film.
Will die hard, to be honest with you, at this rate. That's pretty...
Yeah, more action than a Michael Bay film.
Mm.
All right, so let's you know, we usually started off with, oh shit, our socials. You know, we haven't been getting too jiggy on them, but hey, I promise you guys, it's coming. I've dropped everything.
It's coming.
I put Pokemon down, you know. I already have 100 hours on it, so I think I'm good to go.
You've been playing that shit a lot, huh?
Yeah, I played the fuck out of it. So come see me if you want. Make sure your Pokemon are maxed out like mine. So, but yeah, so I'm putting everything to a side, and it's back to grind time. Listen, it's about to be the end of the year. This year was a good year for us, but we got to just keep growing. So Wookiesburg on all platforms. And don't forget to support us on Anchor.
Yes, hit us up on anchor.fm/Wookiesburg. Or just go to anchor.fm and just search Wookiesburg.
I think at this point, if you just type in Wookiesburg into Google, you'll probably get lucky.
You probably will. You probably will, and I hope you do.
Yeah. So, shout out to Google.
We're trying to get some of that Google money, bro. I want my hands to be blood red, baby, by the end of this career. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, right. Why not? So, you know, last week's bonus was,
yep.
Or no, week 12's bonus is stated in an episode that you're going to watch before this one. So,
yes.
Congratulations to
Ideally,
that.
You would have seen this in order, yes.
Yeah, so now week 13's bonus is going to be pulled out of the hat by my faithful sidekick, Lolo Boss.
Let's go. Oh, that's me.
Been so long, I don't know where the music is.
Where's the music?
That wasn't the bonus music, but we ride. All right, here, let me get you the hat.
If you please.
Now I don't know if we took out any of the other bonuses that we were supposed to, but we'll see.
It's always a learning curve over here, baby.
Especially when you're filming at 2 in the morning.
Yep.
After editing for 17 hours.
I think we've pulled this one before because there is a Grabba King advertisement on the back of it.
All right, and we read that one?
I believe so, but in case we didn't, this is going to be number 19. And also on the back of it, it says, stay tuned for our next feature, Grabba King Part 3. And now that you mentioned Grabba King Part 3 is in the works. I've heard they pushed back production, though, so it might be a minute.
Yeah, so I don't know if we had that one or not. I don't believe we did.
Okay.
So you just might be remembering it because you wrote it.
That also might be.
And I have never got to pull them out. And
yes.
So you said
that would be the luck that I pulled the fucking thing.
Exactly. Yeah, so bro. It would be. So there is a Grabba Kings 3 in the works.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, that is, I'm glad to hear that. So
there are things in the works, yes.
Yes, a lot of things in the works. Week 13's bonus is going to be the highest scoring player in your lineup. And we may be able to get that fairly quick. You want to help me?
Kind of.
Get to the. You start from the bottom. You start from the bottom lineup. So,
what week are we doing again?
13.
I start from the bottom?
Yeah.
Highest scoring player?
Yep. I got 47 from Jalen Hurts so far. And it looks like it's going to be...
Yeah, that's it.
You're on House's team?
Yes.
Yep. All right. So it's going to be week 13's bonus is going to be Casey with Jalen Hurts and his 47 points.
Congratulations.
Just edging out somebody I had with 44 points.
And speaking of edging, let's go for the next bonus.
All right. And that's going to be week 14's bonus. May or may not be as simple as that one.
You pulled this one out of the hat. Oh, I'll hold it for you. Let me hold that to maintain in integrity here. Election integrity. You know what I'm saying? Give it a nice little shake. We have removed the previous bonus, so we're not going to double it up.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yes. And I'll put this high enough to where you can't see it, which is we're going to be right about here. And
high enough that I can't see it?
Yeah.
You gotta think I'm always higher than anything above me.
You're not wrong. Wait, what?
And I believe this is a 6.
Let's see.
Or is it a... Yeah, it's a 6.
It's either a 6 or a G, so I would say so.
It's probably a G, because I'm a G, so I stay pulling out the G's.
Exactly.
So, yeah, that's definitely 6, which is... The most points by all starting wide receivers. So that is going to be one that we would kind of have to add up. So we will get to that later. So the week 14 bonus is all starting wide receivers. Alright, now let's hope I can hit the right one this time.
Alright, well.
Well, we'll find it eventually.
Let's try one more.
There it is.
That's it, baby. It's my motherfucking jam.
We ought to just remember that it is 9277 is what that's called. So
yeah, right. I don't even remember my social, dog. You want me to remember that shit?
I remember mine.
What is it?
Beep, 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 beep,
uh-huh.
Beep, beep,
uh-huh.
Beep, beep.
All right, good luck to anyone trying to use that for anything.
I'm sure that hopefully the producers will cut it out.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Hold the hat so I can draw one out.
Nah, it's my turn.
All right, it's your turn. So this is going to be next week. Or no, this week's coming
current
up.
Week 15.
First week of the playoffs. But remember, even the people out of the playoffs are still eligible
for
bonuses.
Anyone is eligible for the bonus. And speaking of bonus, it is good old number 9, the opposite of number 6. And like we said before, it's either a 9 or a P. So I would hope it's a number 9.
All right. And that is going to be the least points scored by bench players.
Oh, wow.
Yes, yes. And I'm going to make a rule right here that if your bench is not full, you are not eligible.
Ah.
So we always tell you, we always make fun of people who have empty bench spots, and this is one of the reasons why.
Congratulations, motherfuckers.
Yes, yes. So, and I think I know a slap-ass motherfucker that did not have full rosters at that time, so. Good luck.
I mean, I also know people that haven't paid yet, so
yeah.
There are crazier things out there, apparently,
and
unfortunately.
Actually, I'm asleep because that's this week coming up, so hopefully I can get this out on time, and you guys will only be missing out if you don't watch this.
Yep, and if not, well, I hope you have a full squad and full bench.
Yeah, that's it. So, all right, that's enough with all these bonuses.
Yeah, we've given enough and up.
Yeah,
giving out enough
we'll
bonuses.
We will do a full bonus recap eventually on one of the episodes, so pay attention. And I guess we might as well just get into our matchups.
Matchup.
How do I sound?
Pretty good, but mute your computer.
It is.
And what the fuck was that just now?
Since I'm down here, I turn this on.
That's what that sound was?
What sound?
No, you gotta sound like you got a text or something.
Oh.
Like a notification.
Oh, maybe my phone. Just gotta unplug it.
Mm-hmm.
So again, we're doing week 12s.
We're doing week 15.
Nah, we're doing
week 12. We're going back to week 12.
Yeah, because now we're getting into the matchups. We're not gonna do any previews. We're just gonna go into the matchups. got to remember to mute it first next time. All right, so you know it always starts. Are you on the matchup? My matchup?
No.
I'm not on mine for some reason. All right, and you know this is still when I thought there was hope, and that I was going to make my run to playoffs. But as you will see in a couple minutes, I do not.
Mm.
But I did, of course, you know, it's Chuck, who is pretty bad this year.
I mean, his name says it all.
Yeah, Booty Berg, you know. So, yeah, his team is pretty booty in every league. I think he is just like me and missed playoffs everywhere. So we see, simple, I busted his ass like normal. Then we have Shitting the Bed taking on YOLO Dolo Fuck It Shots.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, as many people tried, and only one has succeeded, Casey took the win here.
Yeah, it was a pretty good spanking here. 50 points shellacking.
Yeah, exactly. So, and then moving on from there, this was our down to the wire moment because it was that boy Bra Leo versus Welcome to the Competition, Kiddo. And we see
AKA Throw Rogan.
Yes, exactly. And we see there, you know, that he wasn't no competition for Revenge of the PT Bruisers.
So. No, it was a 6-point game, but Revenge of the PT Bruisers, Bra Leo pulling it off. And at this moment, he was doing pretty good. Next matchup is going to be...
It's going to be... Oh, yes. Yes, a nice name change. House is going to be mad because we missed a bunch of his. But yeah, this is...
I don't know how recent this name change was, but it's pretty good.
This one is like 1 or 2 weeks
and
old.
It's more than just a soldier.
Yes, formerly known as Garbo Squad. So yes. You know, they both still match.
I would change my name too because you just got schlacked by 115 points against Pink Venom. Yes. Holy shit.
Yeah, that boy.
That was our get fucked moment of the week.
Yeah, that was. That was definitely. And as we see, Michael got himself a highest scoring bonus.
Yes, he did. Congratulations.
So, yeah, shout out. And then we go on down and we have that boy, Pain, taking on that boy, Emoji King, who, like I said, he was very mad because, he was stuck with it every week. He was doing what he had to do, and he had a bunch of different, name changes and shit like that, so he was... Trying to see if I could find any.
At least one of us was keeping up with their side of the bargain. Thanks a lot, House.
Yeah, exactly. House always stays on his shit. Oh, we did that one. We did the no soup for you, and you didn't know that we already did that. That was before. Oh, okay, so he had a picture of John McEnroe.
Uh-huh.
Because Chris's team name was Pain. And apparently in the song Jump Around by House of Pain, there's a line that says, I'll serve your ass like John McEnroe. So yeah, you see House is digging deep for these shits.
He is.
So he was mad as hell that we didn't get that one in time. So I wanted to make sure I shouted that one out. But yeah, you know, House is on his way, he thinks. House is on his way, so you know
he's usually, definitely on his way somewhere.
Yeah, I mean he's usually at the bottom, so I'm excited to see how he's gonna go. You know, he's made playoffs a couple times and lost every time in the second round, I believe. So we'll see what happens.
And what happened here was a another schlack and 69 point win over Pain.
Yes. He wasn't paying that still at that moment. He's still in pain.
Feeling that pain.
Then we have everybody's least favorite person in the league because he hasn't changed his picture yet. So we have Where's the Competition versus Costanza.
And as
we know, Costanza somehow has 4 wins. I don't ever remember calling his name on the winning column, but he's out there. He's getting wins somehow. But, hey, better luck next week.
Better luck next week. And speaking of next week, we go into next week, which was 2 weeks ago, and that's going to be week 13.
Week 13. And that is when my playoff
That's run when you fell victim to.
came to an end because, unfortunately, I did have to play Casey.
Yes.
Know, and it wasn't that crazy. I don't remember if it was just straight normal or for something I could have done. Oh, no, I do remember this one specifically.
Do you remember this one specifically?
I let Terry pick up.
How specifically?
This specifically. I let Terry pick up the defense that I was supposed to pick up. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, wait a second. Why did I even let you do that? Because you can't make playoffs, and I can't.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, that defense goes and drops 35 points.
Which defense was that?
The Browns.
Mm-hmm.
The week they played the Texans. They scored 3 touchdowns. So it was, yeah. So I would have, I don't know if what would have, if that would have gave me the win alone. But, yeah, I think with that and me actually paying attention, I think I could have made something happen. And I do have a 0 from Cortland Sutton and a 2 from Marvin Jones.
Nice.
So
well,
I definitely
nice,
could have probably
definitely
could have
probably still lost, but, you know.
And, you know, maybe found the points to win. Because, like I said, I am missing a bunch of points from the defense I should have had. I do remember that now. But as we know, this just ain't my year. So, as the pattern showed, too, I wasn't supposed to make playoffs this year. And I'm not going to.
It was
to.
Written.
Yeah, so.
It was not meant to be.
Exactly. But, hey, all that shows is I'm guaranteed to be there next year.
Yeah. Speaking of not meant to be, the next match of the week was Iolo Dolo Fuck It Shots versus Costanza. Pretty unimportant matchup. Neither were making the playoffs. Neither
That's
made
true.
The playoffs.
And without
but...
even without even looking, I could tell you she got 35 points from her Cleveland Browns defense.
So there you go. The next matchup was Welcome to the Competition. Versus Bootyberg, and talk about inconsequential. This was pretty inconsequential as well, as both teams missed the playoffs. But Welcome to the Competition pulled out the win. Nice 30-point win.
Yes, yes. That was a nice one for him. And, you know, just putting Bootyberg in their usual place. Sorry about that, guys. That recently got that Tropicana back, so mm-hmm. We out here
hitting that shit,
getting high as fuck.
Don't tell your kids.
All right. And then, you know, your boy's coming through. Still sticking with the shellacking.
Still tipping.
Yep. On Fofos. And, yeah, 100-point win. House over more than just a soldier.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have that boy Payne seeking out his revenge against his arch nemesis. Revenge of the PT Bruisers.
And he brought the pain this week and really did smack him up. A nice 20-point win there.
Yes, yes. And then our matchup of the week is, you know, that boy Pink Venom asserting his dominance all up in Where's the Competition's booty hole.
And a big win, too. 60-point win versus the guy who ultimately was first for a lot of the season and ultimately finished second.
He was undefeated
crazy.
For a long time.
Pink Venom making a statement. You don't want to play my ass coming into the playoffs.
Yes, yes. And that is very true.
Which brings us to last week's
matchups. Speaking of playoffs,
this
is it. So last week determined it all. So of course,
this was the week to win if you needed to win.
I was already out because of Casey, so you know my matchup didn't mean much. But of course, like I said, we don't call Costanza's name in the winning column much. And yeah, it was an easy game for me. I didn't even check my line. I forgot to check my lineup until about 1:20. Oof. So I couldn't make any too many changes. But yeah, you know, I knew what we had to do. What we had to do.
I knew we had to do what we do. What we do.
And then
I gotta do.
Then your next matchup, you got YOLO Dolo Fuck It Shots versus Pink Venom.
Yes.
And this is simply, you know, this is simply a matchup of where the name conquered. Because, you know, that is where she got her name, is from the Pink Venom coach and manager.
Mm-hmm.
And you see he's just, you know, brought Pink Venom back down to life for a week there, you know. Didn't really mess up his playoff hopes too much because he did clinch because of the way everything else played out.
So not the greatest morale booster, though, losing to one of the
bottom tier teams
leading into the playoffs, right? But I mean, like you said, players are resting, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah,
you never really know.
Maybe he was, yeah. So he's hopefully going to get back to the drawing boards and do what he did. So he's coming in at the number 4 spot we see here. Then we go to our next matchup, and it was Welcome to the Competition, Kiddo, versus Shitting the Bed.
And a playoff spot was at stake in this matchup. Welcome to the Competition needed a win to have a chance to make it into the playoff.
Yeah, he might have actually made it in if he won.
And boy, did he lose. And it just goes to show you that when you shit the bed, it better not be diarrhea.
That is true. And then we get to our next matchup.
Also, let's say with that win, Shitting the Bed solidified first place, finishing 13-1 on the regular season with that win over one.
I may have
competition
to check.
Kiddo.
That may be a record in my league.
It may be a record.
So you better take that shit to the promised land.
They did. Not yet.
Yeah, not yet. So he does have a bye week, so that means he only has to win one playoff game
to make it into the finals.
And yes, and as we know here, he has made it to the playoffs many times in my league, but is yet to win a playoff game.
Mm.
So does he finally do it?
Does he go over the hump?
Can he finally crack that code?
Can he finally do that shit?
All right. Let's tune in.
Shit in the bed.
Let's ride. So we have going on after that. We have More Than Just a Soldier versus Pain.
And this was more than just a loss. This was a loss that granted Pain a solidified playoff spot in this league.
Yes, and I actually was trying to get some comments from More Than Just a Soldier because I don't even need to look at this one, but he started Hunter Henry over Evan Ingram. And Evan Ingram scored about 40 fantasy points.
Yeah, but Evan Ingram, I mean, you got to be desperate to start that motherfucker in the first place.
Over Hunter Henry?
I mean, in that case,
I picked
maybe
up Hunter Henry Monday night because I was
stupid. It's a gimme in that case, but
that's what I'm saying. That's what it's like.
Why are
I
those?
Don't even know why
how are those your options? You know what I mean.
What mistakes have you made to lead up to this moment? Evan Ingram wasn't having a bad year.
I thought he was having a terrible year. It was garbage.
No, remember?
Yeah, am I crazy?
Yeah, Trevor Lawrence.
I don't fucking believe you. I'm gonna pull up his numbers right now.
He's had 4 startable games as tight end, and then this 5th one that was monstrous. So I do get where you're coming from. You know, there is a lot of bad games in between there. But at the tight end position,
Evan Ingram. I feel like when you start Evan Ingram, you're like secretly, you got your fingers crossed like this.
A little bit, but you're
closing your eyes and clicking save.
If you don't have Travis Kelce, you're basically doing that.
Nah.
And there, it's Travis Kelce, a few others in a different tier, and then closing your eyes. The tight end position has been crazy this year.
I guess.
All right. What matchup was
that boy versus that dude.
Yeah, so, you know, and Payne edged him out and was able to clinch that fifth spot in playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
So,
speaking of playoffs, Revenge of the PT Bruisers snuck into the playoffs with a win over Bootyberg. And Bootyberg hasn't had many wins in the regular season, 4 to be exact. Yes. And this definitely was not one of them.
No, and he tried to put up a fight to knock, maybe would have knocked PT Bruisers out and put Welcome to the Competition in. I don't know about points, but he still might have made it anyways. So I'm not sure. But we don't need to know because he did edge that
we don't need out. To know because no one will remember your name, Bootyberg. That's how bad you were this season.
Yep. And then with our last matchup,
I'm just kidding. That was kind of mean.
Down to the wire moment is going to be Where's the Competition versus Emoji King House.
Emoji King House.
And I guess now we can get to his emojis. We have a picture of
one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time.
He is one of the GOATs. And then we have, of course, Sushi Stick, FSU. Then we have 2020, and then we have GOAT.
Tom Brady is the 2020 GOAT.
Okay. He won MVP?
I have no idea.
Oh.
He won the Super Bowl, though, right?
I think so. So I think he's trying to manifest that and say he's
trying
gonna
to go to the Super Bowl. Oh, were they 10-4 that year? Is that what it is?
Were they?
I don't know. Let's find out.
Well, no, remember they would have more games.
Yeah, that's right. Never mind.
But we'll have to find out exactly.
Were they 10-4 in one moment?
But we see he did not get his bye week, because I think if he would have won this game, he would have had a bye week.
Right, he would have finished second.
Yep.
Over dude who did finish second.
Yes, instead, he is third.
Battle for the bye.
Exactly, there was a battle for the
bye. I want to buy you.
And we see here, House didn't get that bye week, so we'll see how it's going to fare out in playoffs.
Maybe.
So
brings us to the playoff bracket. It has now been finalized. It is now ready to be played. And so, like we said, Shit in the Bed finished first. Where's the Competition finished second. They both have bye weeks to start off the playoffs. So Casey's on a bye, Jordan's on a bye. The two matchups this week in the championship bracket are going to be Revenge of the PT Bruisers, the sixth seed, versus third seed, the aforementioned House Emoji King.
Yep.
This is going to be, I'm calling this right now, this is going to be the down to the wire matchup of the week right here.
It
looks to be a slobber knocker. This shit's going to be high scoring. This shit's going to be close.
I think so too. I think it's going to be, hopefully it is, but we're hoping it's a good one.
My vote is going towards 2020 Goat King Emoji.
He does have my backing.
He's
as
been
well.
On a fucking roll. He has double digit wins this year. This kid's coming for it all.
Yeah, it may be his best season yet. So, and he's remember, an OG member, been here since the start, even before Wookiesburg days.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see if he can make some noise.
And the second matchup in the championship bracket for this week is Michael Pink Venom, the fourth seed, versus Payne, the fifth seed. And that's a nice 4-5 matchup there. What are your predictions for this one, Big Dog? Lay it on us.
I mean,
give us the analysis.
It's going to be pretty simple, man. Michael's been riding on some luck this year. Even though Chris usually does ride on some luck, this year I think it's just been pretty average for him.
Finished 7-7 on the year, fifth place for Payne.
I think Michael is going to somehow get lucky and make the right moves this week and get the win.
Well, It's a tough task for Michael to overcome the greatness that is Champ Champ Interim Champ. You know, we keep, you know, his name is Bane because he's gone through some pain in his personal football life this year. Haven't we all really?
Yeah,
Actually,
we all have.
and you know, but like you said, Pink Venom is on a roll this year. They're 8-6 after finishing last or second to last for the past, what, 3 years, 2 years? Pink Venom.
Oh yes, hell yeah. He was
Yeah.
last and second to last. So, you know, he may win
Definitely most improved player of the year.
comeback player of the year no matter what
Yes,
happens from
yes.
here. So we'll see. We will be giving out awards later, so we'll see what happens.
And that fourth and fifth seed matchup, give us your pick.
I just said Michael.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Pink Venom. What about you?
I'm gonna have to go. I think this is not gonna be a close game. I think Pain is gonna bring that pain. I think we've seen that they've been able to take all that pain they've endured this season and harness it, and now they're gonna unleash it upon the rest of the fantasy league. I think he feels like y'all motherfuckers must have forgot who you're dealing with, Champ Champ Interim Champ, and he's about to come turn that interim into a permanent nentinum.
All right, you heard it here first. All right, I like it. And consolation bracket, fuck the consolation
Also,
bracket.
fuck Michael. Where the fuck was this shit? Where the fuck was 8-6 last year, bitch? When I was fucking your manager, whatever the fuck that shit was. Where the fuck was this shit last year,
Yeah,
motherfucker? Fuck
well,
thee.
hey, I don't know. Hey, this is I didn't make playoffs this year, so maybe it could be something with the
I'm about to see you in my office after this
management.
podcast.
Ooh, can we stop filming now and go?
Huh?
All right, so.
Close the blinds. And do we even discuss the consolation bracket? I mean, who gives a fuck really, right?
Nah, man, fuck that
Yeah,
shit.
exactly.
We're gonna treat that shit like a butthole.
And fuck it.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, just like that. Just like
I
Booty
thought you were gonna
Bird.
say eat it.
Oh, yeah, we could do that too. We could definitely do that too.
Caress it. Smell it a little bit.
Get your spoon out and scoop it.
Dig right in.
What are I think we've done it. I think we may have done it, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, it's been a fun regular season. We've had our highlights, we've had our lowlights, and everything in between. And damn, dog, I didn't think we'd make it, but we made it. It's fucking playoff time, the best time of the year.
It is. This is it.
This is
This
when
is.
champions are made and when fucking.
Yeah. The season just season really just began.
It though? This is the real season right here.
Yeah, that's it. Everybody's 0-0 now.
It's a
One
whole new season, fellas.
win and you're done. So let's
You
see
mean one
if
loss and you're done.
sorry, one loss and you're
Yeah, you're
done.
getting more than one win.
And so let's see how it's gonna play out. I'm excited to see. I get to just sit back and relax and enjoy the show.
Playoffs?
Playoffs.
Talking about playoffs?
Yeah, I don't
Congrats to all
think.
the playoff teams out there.
Yes, all in all leagues. I did not make playoffs in many. You
Yep.
know, like none that matter really. Well, I did actually. I'm in playoffs in a random ass league that I paid $25 for. So we'll see what
Awesome.
happens there. And then, ooh, shout out to the team league.
Shout out.
You boys are coming in at first place.
Awesome.
So.
I am second in both my fantasy football leagues. I am second in my main league. Got the bye week, and then I'm also second in the team league, to
Hell yeah.
which I also need to say, let's fucking go, baby.
That would be a full Dolphins fantasy team and a full Patriots fantasy team.
Yes. Your boy Mac Jones has been getting it the fuck done in that league. And this week, your boy Pierre Strong got it the fuck done this week.
It's funny, I almost picked
Finally.
up Pierre Strong in a league, but I
My
already picked up too many
fucking
Patriots
guy, I was
players.
hyped on him coming into the
But
season, bro.
as I was saying earlier, I fucked Chuck by making him get last place in his league.
Yeah.
by using Mac Jones. Because I checked my lineup too late, but then I was like, oh shit, I can make Chuck get last place. So I was like, all right, let me pick up Mac Jones.
With Pierre Strong, it's a shame that it's been under these circumstances, right? Like, under injury circumstances, he's gotten these chances the past couple weeks, but man, these motherfuckers are going the fuck in. Finally. Just like these playoffs are going to go the fuck in.
Hell yeah. Playoffs?
Let's ride.
All right, well, shit. Hey, everybody needs to support on Anchor. They need to pay our bookie. They need to
We've ran follow, up quite the bookie tab.
Yeah, follow, year. Like, subscribe, watch, listen.
Yes, share.
Everything on YouTube, mm-hmm. on the Discord,
yep.
on the
Twitter,
Instagram,
but mainly YouTube. TikTok. Yes.
And follow.
Follow us on the YouTube. Shit. We're going to be releasing, like we mentioned earlier, Garaba Kings 3 is going to come out on YouTube within the coming weeks towards the end of the season.
Yes, yes.
And also in the off season, just like last year, we're going to be coming out with more videos as well, more video shorts, more. We're going to have the.
Our Let's Ride Top 5. We'll be back.
Let's Ride Top 5. We're going to have the.
Adventures of Thug Dog and Lolo Boss.
Adventures of Thug Dog and Lolo Boss. The return to the jungle.
Exactly. So. Yeah. All off-season shit. We're going, like I said, we're only go up from here, people.
Mm-hmm.
And never forget, the longer you're away, the sooner you'll be back.
Exactly.
So, hey, if this wasn't a good one, then I don't know what was. We were not prepared, but we're just trying to get this shit out.
I'm prepared to ride.
On what?
Puff the Magic Dragon.
Yeah, let's. Where the fuck is the?
Do we have the rights to that song? Can we play that song on our way out? Can we just bump Puff the Magic Dragon on the way out?
We probably don't have the rights, but they probably won't care. We don't have the rights to much yet.
Shout out Puff the Magic Dragon.
Shout out. Also, too, I was in Colorado. We got to smoke on some of that guava Wookiee.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was pretty good, actually.
Nice.
Pretty good. Most of the weed out there was good. My favorite was actually, I always forget, Sour Patch Kids.
Ooh.
Really good.
Nice.
A nice, strong
sounds
sativa.
Fun.
Tasted good. Yeah, everything. But every time I walked into a dispensary, I said, hey, y'all got Trappy? The first day I got something,
excuse
it was like,
me, sir?
It was like Tropicana something. Damn, did I even take a picture of it?
Nah.
It was Tropicana.
There's no mixed. Evidence, folks.
It was Tropicana mixed with something. I do not recall off the top.
It was Tropicana cookies.
Where is all the pictures?
He's pretty cool. He's in the good. He's pretty cool. He's in the good.
Damn, did I really not take pictures? Oh, Tropicana Banana.
Tropicana Banana. That sounds like a fucking strip club, baby, if I've ever seen one.
Hey, but would it be a male strip club or a woman's
strip club? I think so. It'd be like something like the Golden Banana. There used to be one up in New England, up in Boston, called the Golden Banana.
That's a good one. Yeah, mine would be, Tropicana Banana. That would be a good one. And they just come out in loincloths?
Pretty much, with the banana just hanging out.
Hell yeah. Mine would be Swinging Bananas.
Swinging Bananas?
Yeah. That'd be a good strip club name too, right? For a male strip club.
Yeah, it could be. If the guys working there need to be, fully
swinging.
Fully equipped.
Yeah, that's true.
Pause.
All right, and that's been another episode of the Wookiesburg League Cast.
Yes.
Yeah, but we may get back to the podcast eventually, but like I said, we've all just been busy having a lot of shit going on. So remember, Lolo is a man of many faces. So, you know, he does do his interviews. He also does his photography. You know, so this man's out here doing everything. So we Wookiesburg, let's ride.
Wookiesburg, let's ride.
The fuck out of here.
Where are we going?
Hopefully to get food.
I want my goddamn Diet Coke, bro. I don't give a fuck. If anything's going to happen, it's going to be I get my motherfucking Diet Coke by the end of the night.
But didn't you get one already?
I did not get that shit already because when I opened that shit was stale. And I look at that shit and that shit had expired 2 months ago, bro.
Damn.
This shit was first in the line or whatever, in the little thing in the fridge at this fucking gas station. Well, bro, how's that shit?
Have you never ever stocked anything?
Huh?
Have you never stocked anything in the store?
Nah.
Oh, so they train you to put the newest in the back.
Right.
So when you go to the store, don't you always look in the back for the newest milk?
I do, but I didn't think it'd be for a fucking soda.
Everything. Even at Jimmy John's, we used to have to pull all the oldest ones from the back and put it to the front.
Yeah.
And put all the newer ones in there.
Damn, I gotta pay more attention. I gotta look at the fucking date on these fucking things, bro.
And then I used to work as the
Instacart. Worst thing is I didn't even get a receipt, so I can't even return that shit.
Especially from a gas station. Well, maybe Wawa could. Maybe if you could just go into a Wawa, they might.
Cash, baby.
But I'm saying, but maybe because it's Wawa, that you just walk in and say, "Hey, I bought this. It's expired. Can I just get another one?" They might just say, "Okay."
I'd be like, "Yeah, go." And I'd be like, "Okay." Maybe. They're all expired. Plot twist. They're all expired.
Bro, I mean that's. Nah, people like, it was just a Diet Coke, wasn't it?
What do you mean, just a Diet Coke? How dare you?
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's, because that was it. Like, so it should be pretty, people, a lot of people drink that.
Yeah.
Like, it was, it's not nothing, like, it wasn't like a fucking Cherry Coke Zero, no caffeine. Like.
Huh? Yeah, it's a pretty popular item. That's why I was surprised that it was expired in the first place. How the fuck do you not, like, stock it often enough that you have an expired one in there?
Eight.
2 months, two, like, whatever. If it was like a week, 2 weeks, whatever, that's one thing. 2 months, dog. What the fuck?
Maybe, yeah, maybe.
What the hell?
Hey, maybe their inventory manager was getting.
They were getting.
Maybe. That's that could be. That sounds like a solid guess to me.
Could be, man. You never know. And I wouldn't be surprised. I'll tell you that much.
By the way, just in case you forgot.
Fuck you, Chuck.
Ooh.
Fuck you, Chuck.
Oof.
Thinking you could beat me, bitch?
Whoa. Whoa. I felt that energy burst from you. Holy shit. Felt the hostility in the room.
Why not, man? That guy likes to talk his talk. And I believe Chuck is actually the reason the Dolphins have lost 2 weeks in a row.
What?
Yes.
Isn't he a Dolphins fan? What do you mean by this?
But listen, so he didn't pick up my phone call so I could tell him, but 2 weeks in a row, as soon as the Dolphins do something good, he texts me. And then everything goes downhill.
I see what you mean. Is this true?
I don't. So far, it's true.
Chuck, show yourself. Is this true, man? You need to either confirm or deny this.
Look, I have two messages from him before. I think I texted him. Oh, yeah, because he was texting me about payment. But before that, I had. Oh, he sent me this picture.
That's Tua.
Yeah, and that was after
That's Tua Tagovailoa.
That was after we started the game with the long touchdown. And then the rest of the game went downhill.
Mm-hmm.
He sent me that after the long touchdown.
I'll give you a long touchdown.
And then this past week, as we get something happened with Kader Kohu. I forgot what he did, but it was a good play.
I don't know what it is.
One of the best rookie defensive player, undrafted defensive players this year.
Uh-huh.
So he's a defensive back. So, and then he texts me Darth Kader, and as soon as that happens, our whole game goes downhill.
Wow. Chuck, man. Yeah,
Chuck, you gotta just relax, baby. You
just relax, bro. Act like we've been there before, exactly. Bid dog. You know what I mean?
So I don't know what's going on.
It ain't over till the bid dog sings, bro.
Yeah, Michael's learned that numerous times the hard way.
Oh, Michael, yeah.
I think I have a voicemail to prove it. But all right, I think we're done.
Possibly.
Yeah, the producers are not.
Producers can suck it.
Yeah, fuck the producers. We gave up on them a long time ago. They couldn't even get our set ready for us. We had to get that shit all ready on our own.
So, the producers.
Are we going to stop paying them, you think? And then see what happens?
I haven't paid them in weeks. I don't know. You've been paying them?
Well, yeah, of course. Maybe we'll tell them, hey, if you.
Pay.
Well, if you do work, we'll pay you.
I didn't even pay for half of the shit here.
Oh, yeah, the producers did.
Yeah. Thank you, producers. But also, fuck you, producer.
Yeah. I love it. Hey.
Uh-oh.
Producers, fuck you.
Oh, my God. For those of you just listening, this was, man, you need to hop on the YouTube and peep this. What just happened? This, oof. I mean, you may or may not. Up to you, I guess, but.
I do always forget to mention the cool parts that they need to go watch.
Yes.
All right. I'm about to get to work.
Get to work, baby.
Hell yeah.
Bye.
We out.
Peace. See you next week on Playoff Recap.